Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 FM, The Fan. It is time for The Daily Ticker, brought to you by Hard Hops Blackberry, baby. Blackberry hop-infused hard seltzer, and experience your hops differently. I was chugging those at the beach this weekend. I lived at Pelican Brewing Company this weekend.
Did you?
I bought a new sweatshirt.
You were born at the beach?
I was born at the beach. Dude, that place at Cannon Beach is just, it's jumping.
I mean, they're all beautiful facilities.
We had somebody tweet us from the Lincoln City one over the weekend,
dude,
too.
God, that
nice
one?
Down there.
Have you been to that one?
I have not been to that one, no.
Oh,
that's the only one I have not crossed off my Pelican list. I need to get down there.
So nice.
So we love our friends at Pelican. Was drinking them all weekend, and they present, of course, today's Daily Ticker. Let's talk some college football with our friend, the voice of Utah football, Bill Riley. It's long time no talk. ESPN 700 Bill on Twitter. Go give him a follow there. Bill, before we talk football, let's ask something that we're hoping you'll play along with.
Oh, no.
If Jesus came back and went on a podcast, what podcast would you want Jesus to be on?
Oh.
I want him to be on my podcast, the Crimson Corner podcast, which debuts August 26th on platforms near you.
There you go.
I mean, I'm going to self-promote here. I mean, I don't want him going on with Kelsey. I don't want him going on with Carolla or Rogan or, you know, I think it would be very odd if he went on with Alex Cooper. Because we all know who Jesus' daddy is.
Yeah.
He's one and the same. So I want him on my podcast.
That is fantastic.
Absolutely.
God, that was perfect, Bill. We missed you. It's great to have you on. How's the offseason, Bill? Are we excited
for
football?
I lost my number. I mean, boys, I blame you for Utah's problems last year.
Yeah,
that I come on Dirt and Sprague and talk Utah and Pac-12 football, you know, the Utes are winning conferences, going to Rose Bowls. You don't have me on last fall, and the Utes fall apart. So I'm blaming you.
Well, I blame you because you helped kill my conference. Oregon State out here just all alone. Everybody's ditching us. I mean, what did you want me to do?
Let's be fair here. Utah actually tried to keep the conference together. Mark Harlan tried his best to keep it together. It was those guys in Southern Cal. It was USC and UCLA that killed the conference along with Fox Sports. Let's not kid ourselves here.
Yeah, that's why it's so funny to see USC not win a road game in the Big Ten. Like, this is what you signed up for, huh? Have fun with this lot in life.
Can't beat Maryland.
Now Oregon's here. We're swimming in the same pool as you. Let's start with this Utah question. I feel like, one, moving on from the quarterback who was there for 17 years was the right move, right? He just could not stay healthy, and we loved him. We loved watching him when he was healthy. But Rising just, I think that had kind of run its course. I think that has led to Utah being one of the most overlooked teams in the country in the middle of August. The Big 12 is wide open. As Arizona State showed, anybody can win it. Do you feel that way about this Utah team?
I do. It's funny. You know, Utah in some ways was forgotten a little bit in the Big 12 circles. They were picked to win the league last year, and you know, injuries to Rising again and others across the board, just it absolutely derailed them. the talent level's never been higher in the program. They've still recruited at a high level. They're still really deep. But when you're not good at quarterback, it absolutely kills you. The year before, they had Bryson Barnes, who played at Utah State. They won 8 games with Bryson Barnes because he'd been in the system for years. I'm with you because I tell people that last year was bad. The year before was, by Utah standards, average or slightly above average, but they haven't gone anywhere. They're still elite defensively. They've got a new offensive system. Now, obviously, you've got to keep a quarterback healthy and upright because nobody's going to win leagues really with a backup quarterback. But, yeah, to your point, they haven't really changed who they are. The talent level's still great. They had a bad year last year. That's all there was to it. They started 4-0 and then lost, you know, 7 straight games because they had subpar quarterback play. So if they're healthy at the quarterback spot this year, I think they're right in the conversation with ASU and Kansas State and probably Baylor as well as the best teams in that league. Texas Tech as well.
Well, and you mentioned the quarterback position, Bill. We're talking with Bill Riley, voice of the Utes, a longtime friend of the show, ESPN 700 Bill on Twitter. You go follow him there. I have not followed the battle closely. I'm just curious because I remember watching a game of his last year, and I'm like, damn, this kid's a stud. Devin Dampier, I'm assuming, is the yep. front runner for the job. What's the vibe around him in fall camp?
Oh, no, it's his job.
Okay.
He came with the offensive coordinator from New Mexico. They brought a receiver. They brought a running back with him as well. They were the fourth offense in the country last year. They ran for over 3,000, passed for over 3,000 last year. They were really dynamic. And ironically enough, He's the brother of Dorian Singer, who played here at Utah, also played at Arizona and played at USC. Dorian, unfortunately, couldn't get that extra year. But, yeah, he's dynamic. Utah hasn't had a quarterback like him. He's a very, very dynamic athlete. Ran for almost 1,200 yards last year, 19 touchdowns, threw for just under 3,000 in his first year as a starter. So it's going to be a different look. It's not the Andy Ludwig 3 tight end look anymore. It's a little bit more spread, stress the defense on the edges, but they run the ball a ton too. But he's, again, he's got to level up. There's no doubt about it. Though, if you put on the tape against both Arizona and Auburn last year, he was elite against 2 Power 4 teams. His athleticism flashes and shows against a really good Utah defense. So it's going to be a little bit different look this year, but I think this change and this new feel for the offense is going to be good for Utah.
I don't know if scared would be the right term. You're not coaching, you're not playing in it, but when you look at the Big 12, Bill, it feels like there's a lot of teams we could throw into this conversation of possibly winning the conference. Might be more than the ones you've named. When you look at the conference right now and you take off the crimson glasses a little bit, the pro-Kyle stuff, which coach and program you look at and you have a lot of respect for and you say, if it's not Kyle, if it's not Utah, that's the one that I'm most concerned about for the next handful of years?
Two of them for sure. I mean, Texas Tech, they're spending like there's no tomorrow. I mean, it's I don't know what the limit on that credit card is in Lubbock, but man, it seems to be limitless. But they did it last year. They spent well last year too. Joey McGuire's got to go out and win. I think he's a good coach, but he's got to do it. The two programs, I think, if I'm removing Utah from the conversation, are Dillingham at ASU. I like Kenny Dillingham. He's a good dude. He's an ASU guy. He's built a good staff. They've recruited well. And I think Chris Klieman at Kansas State is that guy too. He's got a proven record. I think he won 4 or 5 national championships at the 1AA level. I think he's really good, too. I think both those guys are, much like Kyle Whittingham, building programs, obviously doing it with the portal, but also doing it by building and developing players, too. So I think they are not flash in the pans. I think Dillingham and Klieman are a lot like what Utah's been over the last 10, 15, 20 years. They're program builders, and I don't think those two programs are going anywhere.
I'm curious to ask you this, Bill, because you've been through this before, and it's my first time with my alma mater. But, I moved into a new house 2 months ago. It still doesn't quite feel like home. Like, it takes time, right? And you went through that. Like, Utah goes from the Mountain West to the Pac-12. I'm just curious, like, how long did it take to feel like home and feel normal? Because I'm going through this in the Big Ten with Oregon, where the big games are great, like playing Penn State and Ohio State and a wideout game, Michigan on the road. Like, those are really fun. And then you get a random weekend where you're playing Maryland. And I'm like, why are we playing Maryland right now? This is stupid. How does the new home fit you? And does it feel like a home yet? And how long does that process take?
Oh, the Big 12, I mean, it took probably 2 or 3 years in the Pac-12 for Utah to kind of feel at home because they had to, you know, their frontline guys were good, but they didn't. They needed to recruit and get that depth. Oregon's not in that same boat. Big 12, probably another year or two, just because you build up that 12, 13, 14 years in the Pac-12, and you still haven't been to all the stadiums and played all the teams yet. Right. I think once you kind of do that round and you've gone around the league and you've played the place a couple of times and you know everybody, and although not rosters because they change, I think it takes probably 3 or 4 years, a couple of cycles of playing everybody. But shoot, the Ducks, I mean, they've stepped in without any problem and kind of made the Big Ten there. So, you know, I think Utah was planning on trying to do that last year before the rising injury in the Baylor game. But, you know, I think they've got a pretty good feel for it. But I think by next year, the year after, you'll probably feel like, hey, I don't know if you'll feel like, hey, we're the Big Ten, but you'll feel like, hey, we know this conference a little bit. It's still weird saying the Big Ten, right?
Very weird.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm just curious, Bill, when you look at the top 25, the AP poll or the coaches poll, you know, whatever, it's all we got. I'm one that thinks the committee should release their preseason so we know where their biases start. I think they use these AP polls and they cheat and they don't watch everything. But from the AP poll, any takeaways, anything stand out for you about the AP poll? I know Utah was not in it. Just any takeaways you had as a college football fan?
No, I mean, there's maybe a few teams that were a little bit – I feel like ASU's maybe a touch too high. I mean, Scataboo was such a big part of what they did last year. I think that I would have put them maybe in that 14-15 range. I don't have people around here, oh, Utah got – well, okay, that's fine. They're right outside the poll, and the beauty is you win a couple of games in your non-conference, you'll probably jump in there. No, I didn't have any real problems with it anywhere. I think the Big Ten and the SEC, they're pretty dominant at the top. I think the Big 12, where Utah is, has a lot of really good teams, with Utah being one of them. But they've got to prove it. I don't know that they have a dominant team. I mean, even ASU last year, and they bring back Leavitt and some good pieces, they didn't really dominate anybody. They were pretty solid all the way through and got hot at the end of the year. So I think it's what it is. I go a different way though. I like keeping the committee mid-October because then you've seen some real football and you can come with it by then. I don't think we need a committee poll this early because we're all just kind of guessing at this point in time.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Real quick on that home question about like how long does it take to be familiar with things. I do agree with you. I think in like after this season, Oregon fan, as weird as it will be ready and all the way fully into the conference. Utah, it's got to be a little easier for Utah fans because you go into a conference with the Holy War being a conference game, right? Like having some familiarity and familiar opponent.
It's great. I mean, I've always, you know, there were some fans when they were, oh, we shouldn't play. No way, man. The one thing that we still have left in college, a little bit in college football and college athletics, is the rivalry and having rivalries. And when you can have those rivalry games part of conference, you saw what happened in last year's Utah BYU. It was crazy.
Yes.
You know, the call at the end of the game, everything that went on in that. It's great, and I'm looking forward. We haven't been down to Provo in like 5 years. I'm looking forward to going down there for a game. So I'm happy to have the Holy War back as a conference game, and the fact that the programs are both in good places. I think BYU probably steps back a little bit this year, but Sitake's such a great coach and such a good guy, and he's got a good staff. I think they're going to be fine. I think they'll be competitive. They may not be, what were they last year, 11-2. That may be a little bit of a reach for them this year, but they'll still be good and competitive. So I like it. Guys, remind me, is the Civil War still being played?
It is, yeah. For now. Okay, this is the last year it's on the books.
Cancel it. I think they should cancel
Oregon State, it makes sense to cancel it because the two programs are in slightly different spots and heading in different directions, and it feels like it's just a, you know, it's going to be a bit of a bloodbath for the foreseeable future.
The last year, though, I think of the... Isn't it the last year?
Yes, it's on the books. They're trying to get a deal done for future years, but I think it was last year, and then this year was all that they had. But the rivalries are great to protect.
You guys really want it to go away?
Yeah, I think it's. I think given the current status of where, I mean, look, Oregon was already financially ahead of Oregon State, but when you separate conference stuff, even if it's a year or two, that gap, Lanning's recruiting, etc. I just don't want to be beat 49-7 every year. I don't enjoy that.
Okay. Well, and they're
a group of five. So like if you get I hate saying it, but the sport is designed this way. Go schedule a Patsy, get an easy dub, and try to be 11-1 in a new Pac-12 to be a group of five playoff team. Like I think that should be more of an objective than to say, let's please the fans by having games in these two stadiums, even if the outcome favors one team far more than the other.
By the way, one quick note, speaking of Oregon State, former Oregon State Beaver safety and walk-on quarterback back in the day, Jake Kukus, now on staff here at Utah, special teams coordinator, came up, said, hey, I used to listen to your show all the time when I was at Weber State and used to like to hear you on the radio with the guys when you would make the appearances in Portland with Dirt and Sprague.
Jake Kukus
on Team Dirt and Spray.
Well done, Jake.
That's
Kukus.
Why we like the Utes. We root for Kyle down there.
You know, I got to admit, it is one of the breakup of the Pac-12 is still tough. Even though my program found a landing spot and they're doing okay, it's just weird. It's a new world that we're all living in. Two things that I will say have been taking a while to adjust to. One, I have now become a pure fan of Utah because I love Kyle Whittingham. Always have. Always respected the program. So it's like this weird spot where I'm not like rooting for them to win when they used to be a conference rival and Oregon and Utah used to mean a lot and conference championships and all of that. So rooting hard for Utah, I do genuinely miss Utah week of Oregon and Oregon State and having Bill Riley on and him just pissing off our text line would just blow. This guy's an idiot. He don't know. Everybody just yell. I miss those, man, but it's great to catch up with you. Is this it for Kyle Whittingham? How many years in a row have we asked that? Is this the last run?
I think he's taking it year by year right now and seeing where things are. I mean, the program's still in a great spot. His staff is intact, the whole thing. But, you know, I think guys that have coached a long time, this new era of where we are and the constant roster changeover and all that stuff, I think it becomes a little tiresome. So I think as long as he's really good and really competitive and feels like he can compete for championships, I think he'll think about it every year, which is what he did last year. I think he knew he had a good team coming back, and there's been a lot of good juice and with a new offensive staff coming in, kind of a shot in the arm this fall. So I think he's liking it, but I've just been telling everybody. He doesn't tell me anything. I mean, he'll tell me 5 minutes after he makes that decision, maybe. But, you know, we've known each other for 20 years. But, you know, I think he's just taking it year by year to see how things go.
You ever golf with him? Because we talked to him at Pac-12 Media Day a couple years ago in L.A., and we asked him, and he basically perked up, and he's like, oh, yeah, I played more golf this summer. And I think he said at the time his handicap was like 10, so he's a good little stick. You ever golf with him?
I haven't. I'm not a good golfer. I enjoy golfing. It's so funny. For years, he hated golf. Oh, he was a tennis player. He played tennis and he skied. He did all these things. And then like 5 or 6 years ago, he started playing golf. And like everything, he's maniacal and attacks it. And like he goes from being nothing to like a 10 handicap and plays when he can. But I don't know if I'd want to play with him because I think he would talk trash to me. And I don't like to – because my game isn't at the point where I could talk trash anymore. I think it would be 4 hours of him in my ear telling me how bad a golfer I am.
I love it. Bill Riley, the voice of Utah. Shout out the podcast one more time. Where can people find Jesus?
Well, if he makes that appearance, I don't have a good – I'm the one booking right now, yeah. And I've been talking to him for years. I've never brought up the podcast. So I would say Crimson Corner Podcast. I'm starting it up with my new job in the athletic department. This is going to be a new venture this fall. It will give me that chance to be behind the microphone on a fairly regular basis. It will drop at Apple and Spotify and places, called Crimson Corner. It debuts August 26th.
There you go. We miss our Ute brethren, Bill Riley, ESPN 700 Bill on Twitter. And one of these years, we will make our way to Big 12 Media Day to stand you up for an interview to keep traditions alive, because traditions cannot die. We love you, Bill.
A man can only dream. I can only dream. Right, and you still owe me beer, by the way.
We do.
I heard you talking about beer. Yeah. You owe me like a case of beer that you never delivered on. Okay. So
did
thanks
we
a
never
lot.
Give him case? A case of beer when they
we
came
never
here?
Did no
that's
never
on
did.
Dirt then, because we were supposed to give you a case one year and Dirt goes down for the games.
I mean, you know, maybe it was a long Oregon season, maybe I was enjoying him on the pregame show. I don't know. Bill, great catching up with you, buddy. Let's do it again soon.
See you, fellas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.